And we will begin the next round of questions with Rodney. Obviously, Fort Madison uses the approach of city manager and a council where the mayor is a part-time position. One of the things that mayors get involved in is lobbying efforts, going to Des Moines, going to Washington, D.C., and lobbying on behalf of the city. Would you be willing to go to Washington, D.C., to go to Des Moines to lobby on behalf of Fort Madison? And what would your approach be in dealing with state and federal lawmakers?
Officially, I would say basically, I'd like to basically make those trips because physically, I'm a face of the community. I have to basically do what basically is best for the community because as a person being elected into the mayor's position, you have to do everything not just for yourself, but do it for everybody else around you. Everybody else is a human being, regardless of race, color, or creed. And I mean, as mayor, I tell myself, I look at everybody as just an individual, and that's basically I go face value. If you don't like me, hey, say something. I mean, I won't. Even if you don't like me, then I mean, that's a basically open psychological move. I mean, basically, being more or less representing Fort Madison would be the honor of basically my height of my life. I might be 40 years old, but I've encountered so much and seen so many people literally dissipate because due to the fact that their health issues come to be a stress because if they can't make it to the meetings, they see the broadcast or they hear what's going on. Well, hey, and then they ask me, well, what am I going to do now? I can't do nothing. All my kids are grown. Nice one, Tim. But knock on wood, though, but I would say that respectably and more or less representing Fort Madison in that issue, I would do the highest professional capability of what I could possibly manage. Because physically, whether you're a friend or foe, it's you guys as individuals that do count. Because you did put me in that position.
Matt, same question to you. With the mayor being part-time, you have the city manager, you have the council format of government. One of the issues and one of the things that mayors do is lobby in Des Moines and Washington, D.C. Is that something you'd be willing to do? And if so, what would be your approach in dealing with state and federal lawmakers?
This is critical that we do, because if you don't build a rapport on the state and federal level, that day comes when you have to pick up that phone and make that call to have somebody help you with funding, help you with legislation, help you with clarification. You have to be able to connect that person back to you. I had the good fortune of going with Brad last winter for Southeast Iowa Days in Des Moines. I enjoy that. In the past, I've gone to Washington, D.C. I've sat in a small room with then President Bill Clinton. It is important. Tom Vilsack, I considered a personal friend while I was doing that. Leonard Boswell was a personal friend when he was still around. And that's a lot of name dropping. But my point to that isn't necessarily the name dropping. I built that network. When I had a question, I could call Tom Vilsack and ask him that. He could steer me the right direction. So lobbying, essential to the job. If this seat has duties, that should be one of them.
Joseph, same question to you. And when it comes to lobbying, your approach, if you would go and lobby in Des Moines, in Washington, D.C., and kind of what your approach would be in dealing with lawmakers.
I would be more than willing to go. One-on-one, up here I'm a little nervous. I'm in front of the cameras, but one-on-one, I deal with people every day. I would love to sit down and talk to them and learn from them and get their knowledge and use it for our community. I can't say that, I've met any of them personally, but I would love to sit down and get to know every one of them that I can.